If you have your Bible now, turn to Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to be brief tonight. I knew all this was going to happen. And so I want to give you three thoughts from this passage. And this is parents to children and children to parents and parents to children to grandparents. And I want you to notice, if you would, Proverbs 6 and verse number 20. Proverbs 6. Now, before you started, remember who wrote the book of Proverbs was Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, aside from Jesus Christ. God gave him wisdom, and the Bible says God will give all of us wisdom if you'll ask. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. And so the Lord wants you to have wisdom. Now, let me explain this to you. Listen very carefully. The difference between wisdom and experience is critical. Wisdom, you learn from commands, and you learn by watching those commands work in others' lives, by obeying the commands. Experience, you learn by making mistakes of ignoring the commands. One brings scars. One brings joy and safety. And so everybody in this room, we have to learn to listen. Now, I want to take just a minute, not just for you and I to look at this passage as a passage of, number one, parents must establish rules and commandments before problems come. Grandparents, your children, grandchildren come over. It's important that you establish guidelines. So parents, when their children are born, they begin to think about things they can do or things they shouldn't be able to do. You teach your children to clean their room. You teach them how to clean the room. You establish the level of cleanliness you want it to be. You don't want to be like a drill sergeant. You want to bounce a quarter on it, but you just want to make sure they can get their bed made, or they want you put your stuff up, hang up your clothes, don't throw them down. You're establishing principles in that child's heart for life. Things to be careful about. You want to make sure that you teach your children not to touch the front of a hot stove. You teach them to stay back. No, that'll burn you. Don't grab the handle. Now, we try to put the handles back, but sometimes a child will reach up there and grab a handle. They look at it. They disobey, and it costs them. My brother did that and poured scalding water and stuff all over him. Had to take him to the hospital. Had scars the rest of his life. You couldn't see him an awful lot, but he didn't listen, and he grabbed a hold of that pan. And it was almost back, but you know, as you're cooking, you step away. You have to teach your children to obey. Jeremy and Mandy teach their children to obey in Uganda. And, a cobra, black cobra, is in the playland, the playground. No, you can't play today. And it happened to be that the cobra is there that day. So you don't know how God is going to use you as a parent. So you must establish guidelines and commands for your children. They need to have those. And number two, your young people, you're responsible to embrace those commands. That means you accept those commands. And number three, parents, we're responsible for enforcing those commands. So there's two parts to parents and one part to a child. And there's two parts to a grandparent and one part to a grandchild. It's important. Now, not only that, but you can broaden it out and say, it's important that we as employees listen to employers. It's important that a wife listens to her husband. God blesses all of us if we follow the chain of command. God protects us from those things. Guidelines that we try to follow and adhere to. If a wife doesn't, her husband's responsible for finances, and he says, we only have so much money, you can't go to Walmart and spend $500. So everybody has, there's certain commands we all listen to. Rules and guidelines and commands help protect us. And so it's important that they're established in every home. I was a youth pastor 40-something years ago, 45, 46 years ago. And we had a couple hundred young people. And one young man came up to me. And I heard some of the young people kind of complaining about their parents. complaining about the rules in their life. And one young man, his dad was a truck driver. His mother had died. I think that was what happened to her. And he walked up and he heard him complaining. He said, "You know, I wish my dad would give me some rules. Then I'd know he cares. But he don't care what I do." He heard the room go deathly silent. Rules, commands indicate that somebody cares for you. You have to decide how you're going to handle it. Notice, if you would, Solomon, now you've got to follow with me. Solomon, the wisest man to ever live. He's giving rules that are important for people by wisdom from the gift of God. But he doesn't follow his own rules at the end of his life. And he wrecks his life. And so you've got to understand, does anybody know Solomon's son's name that took over for him? Rehoboam. Does anybody know what happened to Rehoboam because he didn't follow what his father had, because he didn't learn from his father's example, his father's failures? He saw his father become the richest man on earth, the wisest man on earth. But as it got time down the road, he wanted to be richer and richer, and he became more and more covetous. You read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, you'll see that I got me houses and lands and manservants and maidservants, and I was blessed above all before me, and all was vanity. He was trying to become more wealthy. And you know how he did it? He kept raising taxes and raising taxes and raising taxes to the point where the people were almost choked. And they said to Rehoboam, "We'll serve you if you'll do one thing. Make the taxes affordable." And Rehoboam didn't do what his father asked God. "Lord, would you give me wisdom that I might guide these people? Lord, I'm like a child. I need your wisdom to rule and reign over Israel the way you want." That was his prayer. And God says, "I am so proud of you that you didn't ask for money. I'm going to give you wisdom and money." And it ruined his heart. And you can see that in the book of Ecclesiastes. Take your Bible and turn me, if you would, to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I want you to see this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I want you to notice, look with me if you would. I'm just going to glance at it very quickly. Notice with me if you would. Verse number 17. I gave, this is chapter 1, verse 17 of Ecclesiastes. "I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit." Verse 18. "For in much wisdom is much grief. And he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow." I mean, he completely missed the benefit of wisdom is to help others and to protect ourselves. Notice in verse 1 of chapter 2, "I said in my heart, go to now and I will prove thee with myrrh and therefore enjoy pleasure." Notice if you would, he said in verse number 4, "I made me houses, I made me great works. I built me houses." I think in that passage there are 20 I's and me's. He became selfish. Verse number 10, verse number 9. "So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them." Anybody tell me, does anybody tell me how many wives and concubines you had? 1,000. "Whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them." He lost total control. And notice, verse number 10, "I withheld not from my heart any joy." And you notice in verse number 11, "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and all the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. And there's no profit under the sun." He said, "I was miserable. I was empty. That's the man that wrote Proverbs and didn't listen to his own instruction. And it ruined his heart. Notice, if you would, in Proverbs chapter 6, and I want you to see a couple quick things, and we'll close. Notice Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So both people give laws and commands. 21, bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. Verse 23, for the commandment of fathers and mothers, is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs and instruction are the way of life. Now, I want you to pause just for a minute. I just want you to understand, parents have got to have guidelines for their children. Don't let the world make you think that you need to be very lenient on your children and sort of let them make their own decisions. They're too young. They have, if they're 12, 14, 16 years old, they're too young. There's so many things out there that can destroy their heart, that can ruin them. And you have to teach them about children, about other children they're going to make friends with. You have to teach them what to look for before the time comes. You have to teach them to obey. And number two, notice if you're in the outline, to embrace what you say. In other words, to fully accept it. To believe in what you're saying. You have to love them so that they learn, my dad loves me. I don't know why he told me not to do that, but I'm going to do it because I love him and I know he loves me. It's important that you love your kids, but love is not let them do what they want to do. It's not the freedom to do anything. It's the freedom to obey. There's never a time when you and I can be free to do whatever we want to do. I go get in my car and I drive out the front and I've got to automatically, okay, the law of the land is don't turn right unless you look left. Okay? As I'm going down, there's this sign that says out there, it's 40, 50 miles an hour. I get on the road, there's a red light. I've got to obey the red light. You have to obey. All of us have to obey rules and guidelines all the days of our life or we'll wreck our life and other people's too. Every one of us. If you don't teach your children to obey and your grandchildren and support the rules of your parent, of your sons and daughters as they have children, you can ruin the hearts of your children and grandchildren. It's a whole lot more fun for them to love you, but it's a whole lot better if you see them doing what's right when they're old. And commandments and guidelines that are enforced, and you help your children embrace them. It may take a lot of communication. It may take sitting down and explaining to them, giving them examples, tell them that you love them, but you're not going to do that because that's going to hurt you. You have to teach your children that. And notice Solomon is saying that to his sons. I want you to notice just a couple things about how to do this. Notice if you would in verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment. This Hebrew word is to don't set it at naught. Hang on to it. Value it. So keep my commandment. Notice if you would, not only that, he says, and forsake not. Don't put it aside. Don't value another young person's information more than your parents. Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Notice if you would. Verse 23. Solomon again, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. That's the key to teaching rules the right. Pour out your heart. Make sure your children understand. Your heart's in this. Because of them. You love them. Pour out your spirit. It's easy for us to just dictate a bunch of rules, but you have to pour out your spirit so the young people know you mean that. It's important. Notice if you would, verse number 24. Because I have called and ye refused. Uh-oh, they didn't listen to Solomon. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not. There's the word again. You've forsaken all my counsel with none of my reproof. You'll notice if you would. Verse 28. Then shall they call upon me. The Lord is speaking and I will not answer. You want to separate yourself from the God of heaven? Don't obey. Don't make it the practice to obey. Wives, follow your husbands. Make it the practice to follow him. Husbands, make it your practice to follow the Lord. He gives you guidelines and principles. You do what is right and lead your wife right. And wives, you follow your husbands. I know that's not the thing for the day, but it's the thing for heaven. It's a thing to please the Lord. We all have someone that God places a hierarchy in the family. Husbands, you stand before me. Wives, you stand to your husband. Children, you stand to your parents. And here it is right here in this passage. And I know it's not popular, but it's right here. Notice if you would, Proverbs chapter 6. He says, verse number 21, bind them upon thine heart. Now, how many of you know what a double knot is? Okay. Why do you put a knot, double knot in your shoe? Keep it from coming untied. Okay? So that's this Hebrew word. It's like, bind it. And notice the next one. It says, it uses the word tie. Bind them, continue upon thine heart. You tie the knot to keep them on your heart. And then tie them about thy neck as a double knot. It's like, don't lose the command. Don't let it forsake it. Don't let your heart forget it. Keep it in the front of your mind. It's something that's good for you. It will help you. Now notice he says in verse 22, but, and when thou goest, okay, you're going to go do something. It shall lead thee. Notice what the next one, he says, and when thou sleep, it shall keep thee. It's to guard thee, put a hedge around you. It'll keep you safe. Notice if you would, when you go to bed at night, many young people get up and text their friends and play games. And many times I've had young people slip out the window and I get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is 40 something years ago. I get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, my son's in trouble. Could you come help? The mom or dad didn't know what to do. They didn't make any rules. The children didn't obey. They would slip out the window of the house and come back and the parents didn't know. They get themselves in all kinds of trouble. And you'll notice some parents didn't make any rules. And so their children fended for themselves. And so they had nothing to tie to themselves. They had nothing to tie a double knot to. And be careful of that woman. Be careful of drugs. Be careful of driving too fast. Be careful of the wrong friends. They had nothing to tie a double knot around. All of us, we need to tie things a double knot around in our lives. Tie it one time. I can't forget this. Tie it again. That's what he's trying to say. All of us, especially you young people. Young people have a tendency to do things without thinking because they don't see the cost potentially. Parents are supposed to have the wisdom of God where you know the cost. Or you got the scars of experience and you don't want them to suffer the same way you did. So it's important that you and I teach our children the rules of God. Many times you can take the rules that God has said and say, young people, this is what the Lord said. And young people, you have to take that as the law of the Medes and Persians. That's the law that can't be changed. I'm going to listen to this, but you have to accept it. Nobody can cram it down your throat and make you live with it. Oh, for a little while maybe. But sooner or later, if you don't accept it, I've had some kids that are in prison for life because they wouldn't accept it. Three times, three strikes, you're out. They didn't kill anybody. They just wouldn't listen. The word embrace implies you accept it. You actually believe in it. Notice if you would, in verse number 23, for the commandment is a lamp. You know, take your Bible, turn to Psalm 105. Won't you see this verse? Psalm 105. And notice with me, if you would, I'm sorry, Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. I want you to notice this verse, Psalm 119, 105. Now, this is the psalmist David. And David is, a long time before this is written. And then you got Solomon. David dies and leaves a kingdom to Solomon. And Solomon does much more with it than David did because God blessed him. Well, you'll notice, if you would, what David says in verse number 105 of Psalm 119. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is what David said about his own heart. Your word, Lord, is a guide to my life. And Solomon says, son, notice, reach back over, if you would, to verse number 23 of Proverbs 6. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. He takes exactly what his dad says and transfers it to his son. But he didn't listen to his own advice. He didn't accept it. He didn't embrace it. You know, I noticed that to keep is to hedge about. It's to guard. You're constantly guarding. I'm not going to listen to that young person. I'm not going to listen to that person. All of you have to decide that at school. You got friends that say all kinds of things. I'm going to guard my heart. Turn to Proverbs 4 and we'll close. Notice Proverbs 4. Verse number 23. Solomon again. Keep thy heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. You know, I'm trying to get you to understand. Embrace what your parents say. Everybody, all these young people, I'm trying to get the adults. Embrace what the Lord has said. Embrace the instructions that you receive. Notice what he says. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Pay attention. Keep an eye on it. Be diligent about it. For out of it are the issues of life. You know what issues are? Borders and boundaries. That's the Hebrew word. For out of your heart are the borders you place in your own life. My insurance agent goes to our church. He's no longer my insurance agent. He's doing something else. But he told me about a young man that came in. And his dad, family's helped him, I guess. And he bought a jet bike. How many of you know what that is? It's got a big round tire on the back of it. And it'll do 130, 140 miles an hour that quick. They are death machines without someone that pays attention. He got this bike, wanted to try it out. He insured it and got killed the same day on that jet bike because he wouldn't listen. I had a teenager, my youth group in Dallas. He got his bike, didn't want to listen to his parents. Parents said, be careful, that bike is dangerous. I never let Jeremy have a play motorcycle because I visited too many people in the hospital that didn't listen. If he didn't listen and he was in a car, at least it wouldn't kill him or paralyze him. This young man would not listen. He just wouldn't pay attention. His parents got him this motorcycle, helped him get it. He's getting off the exit ramp at 80 or 90 miles an hour, going too fast. Missed the turn, the turn. Head first into the embankment, broke his neck, was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And his parents had to take care of him. They didn't teach him to embrace their words. He never learned to accept them. The parents knew the dangers. It's important that everybody in this room learn to embrace the words of God. They'll protect you. For out of it are the boundaries of life. Men, watch your eyes with other women. Women, be careful with other men if you're married. You have to protect yourself because the old devil is desiring to ruin you and your home. And you have to protect yourself. Everybody in this room. We have an elevator in the building. I'll just give you one simple example and I'm done. We have an elevator in the building. How many know where it is? Okay. How many of you ladies have ever ridden with me in that elevator? I only see one hand. My wife. Why? Because I want to be careful. Ever getting in a close space, tight, with another woman, not my wife. And you men have better do the same thing. You better protect your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence. That's just one simple rule that I have. I remember when I was walking down with a lady and we were going to the elevator and I was going to go to the elevator. We're going upstairs and I pushed the button and she walked in. I said, "Hey, I'll see you upstairs." I was going to go in the elevator. Wasn't even thinking. I don't ever want someone to be able to say, "I saw you with so-and-so getting out of the elevator." How long were y'all in there? What defense do you have? You have to be careful. Young people, be careful when you are with the opposite sex. Those are just simple guidelines that shine a light under your path. You don't have to listen. You don't have to embrace them. But he says, out of it are the boundaries of life for all of us. And you know, the Lord wants you to be careful. He wants you to represent Him well. Many a man has been ruined by the twinkling eye of the opposite sex. Same thing with women. Be careful. Young people, be careful. The Lord has the right one for you. And when you find them, you enjoy them the rest of your life. But let the Lord pick. The Lord will guide your steps. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And I want you to let the Word of God be your guard for life. Let's bow our heads for the prayer tonight. Just a real simple thought about the commands of Scripture. You'll notice, just a minute, we're going to have a word of prayer. And maybe you need to come to this altar and say, "Lord, help me to listen. And Lord, help me to pay attention." Read an article about someone that didn't listen and they put gasoline in a kerosene heater because they weren't listening. And it blew up the house. Had 31 firefighters try to put out the fire. Just didn't listen. It's important that we learn to embrace the teachings of Scripture, of our parents, of our husband, of a wife. That's all of us. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts tonight. I thank you for the words of Scripture that are set of protection for me. Lord, help me never to stop tying double knots. Lord, so that I bind them to my heart and tie them double. I don't lose them. In your name we pray. Amen.